WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Elvis Presley was born 57 years ago today. He died on August 17, 1977, and between those dates, Elvis Presley became the king of rock and roll. But not everyone thinks he's worthy of the crown. His detractors say that he did little more than copy black styles. Our rock and roll historian Ed Ward thinks it's time to come to the king's defense.
Elvis Presley conspicuously lacked a number of qualities that would have made him a personal hero of mine. But just the same, the spate of Elvis bashing over the past year has got me a little upset. Whether it comes from a pseudo-intellectual like Albert Goldman or a sincere but ill-informed source like Public Enemy's Chuck D, distortion of the facts doesn't do anybody any good. The root of these complaints is fairly predictable, that Elvis, a stupid white Southern racist, stole the songs that made him famous, note for note, from the black originals. It makes a good story, shocking, true to the stereotype Northern urban people have of Southerners, but like so many good stories, it's just not true. Lend an ear here and see what you think.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do, that's all right. That's all right. That's all right, Mama. Any way you do. Well, Mama, she done told me. Papa done told me too. Son, that guy you fooling with, she ain't no good for you. But that's all right. That's all right.
Everybody knows the story of how Elvis, after several half-hearted attempts to record some songs one night at Sun Records, launched into the Arthur Big Boy Crudup song, That's All Right Mama, and sent Sun's owner, Sam Phillips, running out of the control booth, yelling at him not to stop. What Phillips, who knew the original, was hearing was a complete and total metamorphosis of the source material. It's a subtle metamorphosis, but it's real.
Well, now that's all right, no mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, no mama. Any way you do, but that's all right. That's all right. That's all right now, Mama. Any way you do. Well, my mama, she done told me. Papa told me, too. The life you live in, son, now women be the death for you. But that's all right. That's all right.
Elvis has taken the swing from the rhythm, added attention that Crudup's version never had, and he's completely revamped the vocal line. After the runaway success of this first record, Phillips encouraged Elvis to record more black performers' songs. Elvis, possessed of a fine record collection, and with plenty of experience hearing these performers live, didn't need to be pushed. Why, one of his all-time favorite records was on the same label he was.
Train I ride, 16 coaches long. Train I ride, 16 coaches long. Well, that long black train carried my baby home.
Junior Parker's Mystery Train is a spooky, mysterious record, just slow enough to be sad, just fast enough to make you realize that Junior isn't going to catch up to this train, which might be death itself. Once again, Elvis heard it his way.
Train I ride, 16 coaches long. Well, that long black train got my baby and gone. Train, train, coming round, round the bend.
The song is stiffer, more driven, and, again, more tense. Elvis is supposed to have invented the musical style known as rockabilly, the fusion of rhythm and blues and country styles that helped define rock and roll. Without stepping into that melee, let me just say that he did record the archetypal rockabilly song, and, again, it was one he got from somewhere else. The opening seconds of this record defined rockabilly, whether they invented it or not.
You may go to college, may go to school. Get religion, baby, don't you be nobody's fool. Now, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you. Well, listen, let me tell you, baby, what I'm talking about. Come on back to me, little girl, so we can play some house. Now, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you.
Arthur Hard Rock Gunter was a mirror image of Elvis in that he was a black Nashville cat who sometimes recorded blues-influenced country-type stuff. Whatever, Baby Let's Play House in Gunter's hands is no less wonderful than Elvis's version, but it's nowhere near as hopped up. Curiously, the record most of the ignorant critics point to is Elvis's first hit for RCA, Hound Dog. I can't believe any of them have ever heard Willie Mae Thornton's original.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping around the door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping around the door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Two different songs, if you ask me. I have, however, uncovered one outright theft, albeit a legal one. Elvis's first movie was set after the Civil War, and although there isn't much music in it, one song, credited to Elvis Presley and one V. Matson, is performed that gives the film its title. Love Me Tender was known to many as Aura Lee, a song from Civil War days by George Poulton of Cincinnati, written in 1861 before the advent of copyright. But sorry, Chuck D, although I'm not sure, my guess is that Poulton was white. Whether that makes it right, of course, is another matter.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll, and he writes for the Austin Chronicle. I'm Terry Gross.